34-year-old Mohsin Madawi, a legal resident from White River Junction, showed up to the immigration field office in Colchester on Monday for what he was told would be an interview on his path to citizenship. Instead, he was arrested by officers, put into an unmarked car, and whisked away. They told his lawyer they were taking away his green card. Madawi, who's Palestinian, is a student at Columbia University in New York and is the latest in a string of arrests of international students there. He's currently being held at Northwest State Correctional Facility in St. Albans. He hasn't been charged with a crime. But in the Upper Valley of Vermont, he's just Mohsin. Reporter Sabine Pooks spoke with some of his friends there about what his life is like in Vermont.
There's a photo of Mohsin Madawi on a wall in the basement of the Universalist Unitarian Church in Heartland. His head is neatly shaved, and his mouth is in this sort of half smile. His eyes are also smiling, inviting.
I love talking with him.
Paul Sawyer is the minister at the Heartland Church.
I want him to be my neighbor, my friend, my teacher in many ways about things I don't know.
Madawi has been associated with the congregation for almost the entire decade he's lived in Vermont. He's helped out with the religious education program here. He's spoken to members of the congregation about his childhood growing up at a refugee camp in the West Bank, where he watched people close to him die at the hands of Israeli forces. And he sought out friends here of all backgrounds and faiths.
I think he wants to know what makes everyone in the world tick. He wants to know what people's beliefs and highest values are. He wants to form who he is with an understanding that's broad and deep.
Madawi's kept a strong foothold in the Upper Valley. But most recently, he was also a student in New York at Columbia University, where he's set to graduate this spring with a major in philosophy. At Columbia, he helped found the Palestinian Student Union and was an active participant at peaceful protests and walkouts on campus, though he took a step back from his activism last year. Still, a memo from the State Department, obtained by the New York Times, referenced that activism in its case against Madawi, which it alleged could undermine the peace process in the Middle East.
What has it been like this week?
This week. It's been devastating. I mean, that's the word I used writing to the congregation on Monday, because he should be here. He should be here in the Upper Valley with people who love him and care for him. And I pray that he will be. And I fear that he won't.
Madawi's friends in the Upper Valley say he's the extrovert of all extroverts. That's helped him meet new people everywhere. While he worked jobs at Dirt Cowboy Cafe in Hanover and Dan and Witz in Norwich, at bonfires at his cabin, at seders and church services, and on hikes. And everybody says the same thing.
If you speak with him for 20 minutes, you'll fall in love with him.
How about 5?
10 minutes.
Yes, that's what he's like.
Dove Taylor is a rabbi in Woodstock. We're sitting at a table with some friends and his wife, Judith.
Mohsin is funny and is a man of appetites. He loves good food, good wine, good bourbon, and working hard with his hands. And
he's a good cook.
He's an excellent cook.
And the Taylors first met Madawi about a decade ago at a screening of a locally made film about an interfaith trip to Israel and the Palestinian territories. Dove Taylor says the first time they spoke, Madawi apologized to him for the preconceptions he had had about Israelis and the Jewish people.
There isn't an angry bone in his body. There isn't an ounce of anti-Semitism in him. He's completely opposed to violence, and that comes across when he speaks.
Madawi is a Buddhist, a practice he discovered shortly after moving to the U.S., according to his profile on the Columbia Buddhist Society website. On the site, Madawi says he found Buddhism an important way to heal from the trauma and loss he endured growing up. Several years back, he bought land in West Fairley and built a one-room cabin there with a deck overlooking the mountains.
Oh, it felt it felt like a lama's retreat where somebody could meditate for 40, 50 years and reach enlightenment.
Chris Halali met Madawi on a hike in 2018.
I mean, imagine a Palestinian coming and buying a piece of land in Vermont, his own land. I think that, you know, I remember those days when he bought it and he was so proud. He was so excited. And he basically, the land to him was not something to, in sort of this colonialist fashion, to destroy and remake in his image. He treated it like a goddess, like the land was something divine.
And his dream is to create a retreat center there.
Rabbi Dov Taylor again.
Where Palestinian and Israeli kids can come and get to know each other and listen to each other and constitute a core of people, you know, working toward a peaceful solution.
After he graduates from his program this spring, Madawi is slated to start a master's in international relations at Columbia in the fall. It's unclear what his arrest Monday means for those plans or his hopes to become a citizen. What is clear is that there are a lot of people here looking out for him, says White River Junction's Don Foster, who says Madawi's like another son.
He's become an integral part of the Upper Valley, and the Upper Valley would be at a loss without Mohsen and people like Mohsen.
The only solace, he says, is that Madawi told his friends not to worry, because if he can meditate in prison, he can believe that he is in heaven. For Vermont Public, I'm Sabine Pooks.